Hello, my name is Manu Garcia, and welcome to the New Developer Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and at newdeveloperpodcast.com. I would like to take a few seconds to thank the listeners who have jumped on board on this project, and also all the listeners who are overseas. I was pleasantly surprised to find out that we have listeners in countries such as the Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Italy, Mexico. Thank you to all of you. And remember that you can send an email to info@newdeveloperpodcast.com or just fill out the form in the contact page at newdeveloperpodcast.com. Feel free to contact the podcast and I'll give you a shout out. And remember that if you use an iOS device and you would like to leave a review or rating on iTunes, you can right now tap on the screen that shows the podcast logo and hit the leave a review link. My guest today is Dave Hoverson, and as new developers, we aim to get an entry-level position in the tech industry. However, Dave jumped a few steps and became a project manager. To talk to us about his development journey, here he is. My guest today is Dave Hoverson. He was the vice president of a small business in Fargo, North Dakota. After over a decade of management experience, Dave decided to become a software developer, and he's now a project manager at Myriad Mobile, an enterprise mobile app development for ISO, Android, and mobile web software solutions. Dave, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Manu.
Before we get to you becoming a software developer, you were the vice president of a company, right?
That's correct.
Could you tell us what you were in charge of?
Family-owned business. My father actually started the company, and it was a direct mail advertising organization. So we produced print ads that were mailed out to a wide variety of people for a variety of businesses. And my job was to primarily manage the entire operation logistics. So I was in the office. I had to be wearing all sorts of different hats from hiring individuals, from sales help to graphic designers to office management, and getting the products that we did create, the advertisements that we created, out to the printers who produced those ads, and making sure they all were delivered on time so that those printers could print and we could mail during the promised week of delivery. So it was vice president is just a title that really meant someone who had to make sure everything worked and functioned according to what we intended it to do. So that included a lot of IT work. I had to make sure people had upgraded, hardware, computers, the latest software on those computers that was going to make the business run efficiently, and customized databases as well to make sure that we could track what it was that we were selling. Because at that time, I think when I started, which would have been about 2005 in that organization, there weren't a lot of cloud-based solutions like there are now, which I think would have, if they were available, really driven efficiency and profit for that organization. So that's in a nutshell. I mean, kind of, having to juggle everything, a lot of juggling in that role for me as vice president of the family business.
How many people were working there?
I think at our peak, we probably had 20 people. And that fluctuated over the years. And I think by the time I left the organization to pursue software development, it was probably down to about 7 to 8 people.
Okay. So you just mentioned you started working there in 2005, right?
Correct.
So that's 10 years. It's a lot of time. It's a long commitment. So what made you want to change that?
Number one, I think the business was kind of a dying market. I mean, you're dealing with print advertisements. You're sending print advertisements through the U.S. Postal Service. I didn't see a large future in that. Like that seems to be something that continues to kind of go away, as we kind of all know. The Postal Service is struggling. People are finding more and more affordable methods of advertising, whether it be through a lot of electronic options like Facebook or a lot of other newer technology. And I really felt that I was just kind of stagnating in a circle of rinse and repeat with that particular job. So there were, I didn't have a lot of opportunity to learn and grow, and I've always kind of wanted to get involved in more detailed software development possibilities. And that's what kind of drove me out of that role and into the idea of I want to really focus on building myself personally when it comes to learning and implementing software development.
Right. And you just mentioned how print in many aspects is a dying industry, unfortunately, and how everything is becoming digital now. And that's where, as you just said, probably one of the reasons why you found software development a good option.
Definitely. Yeah.
One of the questions that I'd like to ask is, you went to an immersion program, otherwise known as a boot camp, although I don't really like that word for some reason. Why did you decide to go to an immersion program instead of going the online route? You know, there are many websites with very good content, and some of them are even free. Why did you choose an immersion program?
A couple reasons. You know, you touched on there are definitely free resources and opportunities online to learn software development. But I, and my style of learning, I feel, is better. I'm more efficient. I'm more, I learn better by being around people and being, having that contact and having that, those resources, you know, on hand in front of me, tangible, individuals that I can communicate with, not just through a chat or through an online, video call, but being in the same room. And, I know that that is kind of a rabbit hole people can go down about whether or not that's effective or produces a better learning experience or not. I think everybody's different, but even in my current role as project manager, we have kind of a very similar environment than what Prime was able to provide, as far as like a nice room of like-minded people all working towards kind of similar goals, if not the same goals. And I can just see firsthand, you know, my experiences with Prime and my experiences after Prime, how that kind of fosters creativity, it fosters teamwork, and it ultimately produces better product at the end. It produces better software applications. So I think that was really what drove me to wanting to be in that setting. And also the idea of saying, I really want to immerse myself. Like you, I think, hit the nail on the head with saying the boot camp is probably better described as an immersive experience. And that really appealed to me to say, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go in and start learning or continue to learn, continue to solve problems, and then go to bed, because it's literally that intensive in some days. And I really thought that was kind of where I wanted to go, to kind of learn and soak up as much as I can, and do it in a way I'm paying for it. So it's more like, hey, I have an interest, I have a vested interest in doing well with this, versus maybe some of the free courses are kind of like, I can do that whenever I want. There's no real motivation. I'm not as motivated to do that as I am by saying I'm going to invest in myself and I'm going to do so in this immersive experience.
Okay. So you came all the way from Fargo to the Twin Cities to do this immersion program. That was also a big commitment. How difficult was it?
It was very difficult. As the course went on, I definitely feel I prepared myself fairly well. My family prepared themselves fairly well. I had a very nice group of resources in the Twin Cities that I could stay with, and they helped me out, you know, measurably. I mean, that particular logistic worked really well. However, yeah, definitely being there for that extended period of time and driving back and forth when I could to see family in Fargo took a toll after a while, especially at my age. I'm a little bit older. So it definitely, I felt, the big question would be, would I do it again? I don't know if I would, to be honest. I think it had that much of an impact where it was very difficult to sustain, to concentrate near the end of the program, mainly because I was kind of really ready to get back and back up into the workforce. So that kind of is where that one went.
So you had some friends over here, right, that you were staying with during the program?
Yeah, I have some really good friends that live in Minneapolis that I was able to kind of shuffle between a couple different people's houses for lodging. And
you mentioned you wanted to go back to the workforce right away. When did you leave your other job? Did you leave it right before Prime started, or when was it?
Right before Prime started. I think we started the Epsilon cohort would have started, I want to say, day after Labor Day last year. And I worked on the other job pretty much up until Labor Day weekend. So, and I actually still had to do a couple of items for that position after I started Prime, mainly because people didn't know how to do a few things, and they had to reach out to me to kind of say, hey, we need some help figuring out this or that. To answer your question, I pretty much worked right up until Prime and then left for Prime on Labor Day, left for Minneapolis on Labor Day.
Okay. Well, that's, you didn't really have any break during that period of time. And it was like that up until Thanksgiving, almost, when we finished the program.
Yep.
As you just mentioned before, you had the support of your family and friends. And for many people who do this kind of program, it's very demanding. Basically, you have to devote at least the 12 weeks on campus to the program. It's like a full-time job, and even more, like working overtime. So what can you tell us about that, about your family support and your friends' support, and how that in a way helped you go through program?
I think the big thing is my family and friends' support. They all knew, and they could see, and they said they could see a definite change in just my excitement for wanting to do something that I wanted to do versus something that I kind of had to do with my former job.
Okay.
And so they were fairly excited to see the potential that could come out of my learning and my experiences with Prime. As people who've taken the course know, you get heavily invested in your projects and heavily invested in what it is that you want to accomplish and the problems you're trying to solve. And that overflows to your family and friends. So they hear about it. They hear about what you're trying to break through. Like you can't reach this particular API endpoint and it's driving you nuts. And they start learning about some of those little idiosyncrasies, which is kind of funny.
Right.
they could see that. They could see that I was excited about it and that that I had some passion for learning what we were learning at Prime, and that really helped, I think, them understand what I was trying to accomplish. And, ultimately, in the end, that provided me with a solid job out of, after Prime. And that definitely was rewarding for my family to say that we were able to kind of sacrifice a little bit. And on the other side, I have a job that we're all proud of and are pretty happy with where it's going.
So during this program, we go through many different small projects and there is just a bunch of information. Did you have a breaking point during the program within the first, couple of weeks or month?
Oh, definitely. Yes. And I'm sure my wife can recall this very well, where I recall it very well driving back to my friend's house, I should say.
Right.
One night after, I want to say I broke, often we would break into, early on especially, break into small groups to accomplish, a particular task or a goal. And I remember one specific small group I broke up into. And, at that point, I think I had lucked out where I had some people in my groups that maybe had a little bit more knowledge about one thing or one aspect, and then someone would have a really nice knowledge of another aspect. And this group that I was in that day, I think we were all like oil and water. Like we just did not, we could not figure out the logic that was needed to put together whatever the task was. And I remember driving home and calling my wife and I'm like, why am I doing this?
Okay.
Like this, it seems like a giant waste of time that I'm not going to be able to come out the other side with any knowledge. I mean, there are other people that are out there that are figuring all this out, and I can't figure this out. And it was a pretty heated conversation to her. At the end of it, she was like, you know, we were both questioning, like, why did we go through with this? We're putting ourselves through this, like, crazy endurance, you know, just draining 3 months where I'm out of town doing this, and I'm so frustrated that I just cannot see how I'm going to get past this current problem. So yes, breaking point did happen for sure, and there were definite breaking points throughout the course. But ultimately, I think the key to that is pushing past those, and I did push past those. And ultimately, the philosophy I always look at is, you know, tomorrow's another day. Today was today, and today sucked, you know, at times. And tomorrow's going to be a different day, and I'm going to do what I can to make it not suck. And that is still kind of how I'm kind of driven in that particular philosophy.
Yeah, and I think I remember that time. It was probably the first week or the first couple of weeks. I remember, I mean, I don't remember you in specific, but I remember one group who was looking pretty disheveled about that task that happened to us, to all of us, I think, and or most of us at least once. Okay, so you mentioned, you know, that was a kind of a breaking point that you reached over there. What about your highlight, if we don't count, you know, the last couple of days, which are graduation? I mean, if we don't count graduation day, what would you say your highlight was?
I think the highlight is, again, pulling myself out of a breaking point, and that was specifically with my personal capstone project, where, I mean, I had kind of, my project was to build a pretty simple, like, budgeting platform that would be, like, online. You can log into it, you can keep track of your finances. It was taking a spreadsheet that I use currently to kind of track family finances and actually put it into more of a web app. Okay. And I remember we had a kind of a two week window to complete that project. So we had to do all sorts of, you know, actually put together a document that described the scope, and then we had to map out what is our sprint going to look like here.
Right. And it's actually even, I mean, you know, yeah, technically it's 2 weeks, but if you take in account that it takes you a couple days to 2 to 3 days to put up a scope, and, you know.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot to kind of think about and map out prior to even starting writing any code.
Right.
But I remember, like, I had, you know, goals, and then I had stretch goals on top of that. And I remember the MVP goal. I remember being frustrated because I could not, there was some kind of loop that I was missing where I'm like, this could probably be condensed into a very small amount of code if I could just figure out the loop that needs to happen here. And I sat on that for so long. I finally just said, you know what? I need to present this product to a group of people in, like, you know, a couple days. Mm-hmm. I need to just buckle down and say, I'm going to write some sloppy code that works. It's really lengthy and can probably be, you know, condensed, but I'm going to do this, and I'm going to produce the product so I can demo it and it will work. And I remember at the end of it being, and I remember speaking to our, like, mentor group after that, like, some of our folks that were in our mentor group, and I told them about this, and those professional developers, we had a couple of really good ones in my particular group. They were like, yeah, that's what you do. You might be thinking that you need to make it perfect, but ultimately you need to make it work. And if you can make it work, it doesn't really matter. You can learn in retrospect what you could do to make it more, you know, readable, or the code is more concise. But during that, like, need to meet that deadline, which we had that deadline, you need to just kind of buckle down and throw up a bunch of code that works. And that's what I did. And I felt really proud of that because I was at that wall where I'm like, I can't figure out this loop. And And so I guess that was my big breakthrough, where I thought, wow, at least I was able to accomplish what I set out to accomplish. It might not be pretty, but I did, you know, if that was a client that needed that done, I would have been able to deliver. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think personal projects, it's probably the coolest thing that you can do, because even if you hit a wall, somehow, you know, you have the help not only from the instructors, but also from your peers, and most people, if not all of them, like get through it. And it's a great feeling when you're presenting, you know, your 2 weeks of effort to a group of people. When we go to a program like this, you know, most of us are starting a new career or changing careers. We think, or we aim to get an entry level position afterwards, but you got a management position right out of a program like this. And now I know titles don't really matter a lot in this career, but it's still a management position. You're a manager now. How did that happen? I know you had a bunch of experience, but what can you tell us about it?
I got lucky. I think that's probably, I got lucky in the fact that I had an open-minded CEO of a startup.
Okay.
You got to look at the current organization I work for. We're a little bit beyond startup, I would say. We've been around for 5 years, and we've developed a lot of mobile apps. We're probably, if you look at it, and I'm, you know, this is not exaggerating, probably one of the premier, most experienced mobile application development organizations in the United States, because this company started out 5 years ago. There weren't a lot of companies devoted to building mobile apps. But, and so we built like close to 400 mobile applications as a company.
Okay.
Which is quite a crazy accomplishment. But, when I say I'm lucky, I think I'm lucky because this organization continues to exist, because the CEO, who is a young man, who started this company fresh out of college, he will tell you very clearly that there were lots of failures along the way. There were a lot of like, let's try this and it failed. Let's try this and it failed. And he'll be very point blank and honest about, there were a lot of things that happened during that journey that kept the company afloat, that just were like, if one little thing happened one little different way, that wouldn't have happened. The company wouldn't be here. So I'm lucky that the company's still here. I'm lucky that that CEO was able to look at people and say, I'm willing to take a chance on people that maybe don't fit that perfect mold of what we're looking for. They don't have that perfect experience. And he'll tell you point blank that that's where a lot of our successful people have come from. They've come from a different background. Very much like Prime, where Prime is kind of looking for people with a variety of backgrounds.
Right.
Who have the skills, who have the talent to take, you know, software development and learn it fast. So that's kind of how I did have the background. I had the management experience. I can juggle a bunch of things. I can reach out to clientele and talk to them. I can communicate with them on timelines and budgets and things of that nature. I can ask and I can respond with the hard questions. You know, if people don't like what they're getting, I can be talking to them about that, because I've had that experience in my prior position. People get upset. Clients get upset because they're not getting what they want within the time that they've asked for it. And I've just had that experience dealing with that. And that translated very well to project management in the tech industry. And the great thing about Prime is what it gave me is a very solid foundation for being able to communicate not only with clients, but with the developers, because we have a lot of really crazy, smart people in this organization doing development work and strategy work and design work, QA work. And I'm able to take a database and say, give me access to that. And when a client calls in and says, can you tell me, you know, how many users downloaded this app on such and such a date, and how many of those installations were version 2.0 versus version 2.02? I can do that because I have that knowledge that I gained from Prime, and I can probably return that information and then, you know, let the developer know at one point, like, yeah, we got a call from the client and I was able to give them this information because I ran a query that I learned how to do, you know, and ultimately provided the information back to them. So,
okay.
So yeah, so the combination of my management experience and the development experience I received at Prime, the education I received at Prime, really was able to put two and two together and get me into this project management role.
You just mentioned that example. You just gave us that example. What other things do you oversee in your team, and how big do you have one team? Do you have multiple teams at the same time? How does that work?
We have multiple teams at the same time. So we are producing, we're basically, instead of a product, we're producing products for other companies. So we call ourselves a service organization. So we, for example, right now I have probably, I want to say, 5 projects that I'm trying to juggle. I have 5 teams that are developing apps for 5 different organizations, some big, some small. And in addition to that, you know, I have a lot to do with, you know, post-release needs. So people have released their app, there's bugs, we have to find a way to get those bugs in the door and onto a developer's plate so that they can solve those. So there's a lot of juggling of a variety of different teams.
Are you the only project manager at the company?
There are 2 project managers here.
Okay.
I am 1 of 2. And we are also developing products in addition to that. We actually released our first product recently, and I was in charge of that release, where we're producing an app for agriculture, for grain elevators, to have their growers be able to pull in their account information in real time. So if they have a delivery to a grain elevator, one of their employees maybe takes a truck of grain to the grain elevator, the owner would immediately receive a notification that, hey, here is the delivery was made, and here are all the details of that particular delivery, which normally gets done by paper right now, or had been being done through just like, here's your receipt. Here's a bunch of information on a receipt that you get to file away, and now it's all in the cloud.
Nice. You just mentioned your former experience as a project manager helped you in your current career. Are there any other skills that you had beforehand that are helping you right now? I would assume that one is the most important one, the one that actually like got you higher there where you are. But are there any other skills that you think are helping you right now?
Well, definitely just logic, understanding of logic, understanding of like how APIs work and being able to kind of pinpoint, like, one of the tools we use daily around here that we used at Prime is Postman, you know, the Google tool, which kind of helps determine if APIs are returning, you know, data correctly. And that's, again, another valuable tool to be able to, you do not want to interrupt, as you know, it's always a fun, you never want to be interrupted as a developer. So if I can avoid interrupting any developer by answering questions that clients might have, by utilizing the skills that I have that I learned through Prime, that's always, that to me is kind of a benefit. And that was a benefit that helped me get the job. That was one of their, you know, Myriad Mobile actually is one of the people that Prime lists as one of their partners helping develop curriculum. And so they introduced me to the CEO here, and the CEO and I had a conversation about development and becoming a developer. And he's the one that kind of said, I don't know about developer, but I think you'd be great as a project manager. And that's because you have the management experience and you have the experience at Prime. And we want somebody that has tech knowledge and can deliver some of these things to clients by saying, I understand, you know, oftentimes I get a call like, my app is broken. I opened my app and I'm getting a bunch of zeros and nulls, and I'm able to go in with my experience from Prime and look at, you know, is the call that we're making actually producing data? Is it their API that's causing this concern? And often I'm able to throw that back at them and say, well, your API is not producing anything, and you're going to have to talk to your internal IT team.
Okay.
Which is kind of fun.
Okay. Is there anything non-technical that you would say was very important during your tenure in the immersion program?
Working with others and being able to work with a wide variety of others, I think, is very, that was one of the big things I took away from Prime. As I think I said before, I'm a little bit older. You know, I'm approaching almost 40, and the people around at my current job, and there was a nice group of people at Prime too that were, you know, ultimately early 20s. And in my prior position, like, I didn't have a lot of experience. We didn't hire a lot of people. We didn't have a lot of people in that age range just because we had people in place that had been there for years and there was no openings. So they were occupying the seat, so to speak. But having that experience of being able to kind of understanding maybe a different generation of how everybody's working and what I need to do to productively interact with them, especially on our group project, I thought was really a valuable experience. And so I think having that ability to work with teams, because I see that a lot on the job as well as with Prime, is a huge component to be able to say, I'm willing to, you know, we need to get this done. We need to get it done as a team. And here's why. And I'm going to explain to you really why this needs to happen. And ultimately, have the ability to justify why you feel it needs to be done in a particular way instead of just like, hey, get this done. I don't really have a reason for it. And being able to communicate that, having that communication skill is a huge soft skill, I think, that Prime does a very good job of training.
It has been about a year since you decided to, you know, change careers and become a software developer. What has changed in your life?
Oh, a lot. I have a new job. That's the huge change. And I had been at my job prior to Prime for 10 years. So that is a kind of a walking into this great unknown of what was life going to be like. And I'm very happy with that. It's actually interesting when you have a vested interest in a business like I did. It was a family business. I was basically a business owner. You worry a lot. You think a lot. You're really trying to make every ends meet. And it's a lot. It's a whole different ballgame, I think, for me, at least, to experience what it's like to kind of be back into the workforce working for somebody. And that's a big change for me. Even though I think the valuable thing there is I still have like a real drive to make this business succeed, because I know watching it for 10 years, there are certain employees that are in it for themselves. And there are certain employees that are really have an interest in seeing the business they work for succeed. And I feel that I'm able to bring that to the table. And that's an important quality to have, so that you're not just there for the paycheck. You're there to help make sure that the business is thriving, and then being able to speak up too if you feel there is something that needs to change. So that's, I mean, to me, that's being back in this different style of workforce has definitely been a huge change for me. Ultimately, yeah, since Prime, I got married. Pretty happy with that. That's pretty awesome.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. So yeah, everything is feeling pretty good right now. I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. I know that if another situation arises where I need to make a career change or job change, that I can be successful at. And that's a huge confidence booster for me.
Yeah, that's great. And finally, where do you want to go from here? You are right now project manager, which is pretty sweet. Many people coming out of the program would want first to get an entry-level position and then, you know, aim to become a project manager. You are already one right now. What's next for you? What would you like to do afterwards? Where do you want to go?
I think I just want to continue down. Right now, I've kind of committed. And that was kind of a struggle too, is figuring out, you're right, I wanted to be entry-level developer and then graduate to project manager.
You skip a few steps over there.
I skipped a few steps, and that's mainly due to my management experience. I would now like to focus on becoming the best project manager I can be. I know there is some talk where I can be elevated to more of a senior level project manager, like overseeing all the project managers. So I want to strive to kind of reach that role. And then ultimately, you know, my goal is to make this business that I work at now grow to where we need to go to. We want to continue to grow. They have a nice setup here where you have employee stock. So you can earn stock, and then, you know, if the business does well, you're going to do well. So it's some incentive for everybody to kind of make it all work. So I'd like to realize that, bring it all to a point where everybody's, you know, making lots of money, because the business is just going crazy with so many sales, so many apps being built. So I'm pretty committed to the company that I'm in right now. I want to continue to grow as a project manager. And ultimately, I'm actually starting to take on developer tasks. So like one of my jobs is I'm going to be building a company dashboard in using Angular, which they started a while ago, and it's just kind of sat there. No one's really taken the time to cultivate it. And I'm going to take it on and actually do it as kind of a side project, where I can put this on all the monitors in the office. There'll be like a dashboard of who's doing what when. So people know, like, oh, this guy's working on this project, or this woman's working on this project. And I see that's what they're doing. So that's my goal, is to continue to kind of, I'm looking at more, at really focusing on more project management skill, and, you know, kind of developer skills is more of a hobby, is how I would look at that right now.
Okay. What would you say to people who are thinking about becoming a software developer, who are thinking about starting a career in this industry? What would you say to them?
Practice, practice, practice is what I would say to them. Is, you know, you can get out there. You can go onto a wide variety of websites and learning experiences privately. Just start building things. See what you can do. See what you can accomplish on your own. But just take the time and do it. I think I really respect it. I think there's a GitHub challenge that keeps going around on the Slack channel for Prime that Scott Bromander is putting together, that is like, hey, take 30 days and just make sure you do something and upload it to GitHub. And I think that's very important, just to say, I'm going to commit a couple hours or full days or whatever it is to actually at a keyboard coding, learning, going through tutorials, but ultimately building something. Find a project that you might want to do and just build it, and reach out to people for help, kind of grow that network of like-minded developers, or there's plenty of online possibilities out there for that particular, you know, communication. So that's my recommendation, is start somewhere, but do it. Don't just keep building, keep learning, and it will eventually pay very well. To someone will definitely want your skills, I feel, if you become a master of a particular discipline.
Is there anything else that you would like to add? Are you on social media? Would you like to tell us about your company's site? Anything else you would like to plug?
You can certainly, yeah, the company site's pretty cool, myriadmobile.com. Plug that. Definitely take a look. It's pretty amazing, the crew that we have assembled up here in Fargo. They call Fargo Silicon Prairie. So much stuff going on here. In fact, Fargo is actually considering looking at doing a similar code school like Prime that would be offered in a lot less frequency. But I know there are entrepreneurs and certain, you know, community organizations in town that are working with Mark and Prime to figure out how that could potentially be accomplished. So that's kind of cool to see how that might come together. So yeah, that's about it. And you can certainly reach out to me on LinkedIn. That's basically where I'm generally at professionally. Otherwise, I have a lot of personal stuff out there that shouldn't be out there.
Okay. They will find it in the description of this episode anyway. Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Manu. It was great talking to you. We should have some kind of reunion one of these days with all the...
Right. Maybe in Silicon Prairie.
There you go. So we can have a Silicon Prairie tour.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Manu.
Today is today, and today sucked. Tomorrow is going to be a different day, and we're going to make it not suck. I think we can all relate to that when we have a bad day behind the keyboard. The resource of the day is Code Academy. If you are thinking about starting a career in software development or web design, and you meet somebody who is doing the same, there is a high possibility that that person knows about Code Academy. Code Academy is a great tool, and the best thing is that it's for free. You can start learning different languages and technologies such as HTML, CSS, JavaScript, PHP. They have pretty much everything there, so go check it out. This is the New Developer Podcast mid-season break. In the meantime, you can go back and listen to the old episodes, and if you have suggestions or comments, send them over. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher and check out newdeveloperpodcast.com. Wishing you happy holidays. Thanks again for listening. We will be back on January 4th with a brand new episode of the New Developer Podcast. DevOps!